An event addressing racism in Australia launched today in Adelaide. It will follow with a week-long program of forums presented by a visiting US equity expert alongside distinguished Aboriginal leaders and social justice advocates. Noorunga Elder Torto Sainsbury is co-chair of Indigenous Peoples Organisation. I asked him if he's seen societal change in regard to racism.
It has, in the sense that many of the things that I do now is with many younger people, both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal people, and their understanding of what's happening in Australia is a lot different to the older people. You know, the people that really got this pointed at opinion about, you know, where Aboriginal people should sit and they shouldn't be sitting with them. So I've seen a lot of different things happening, and something like this when I first started would never have happened. Yeah, and now for this to happen and the National Wine Centre to host it, also launched by the Vice-Chancellor from Adelaide University, that's a big coup for us, and I think it's a great one, not just for Aboriginal Australia, but for non-Aboriginal.
In terms of outcomes here, is this essential that you see government departments and organisations really engaging in cultural understanding so that they can change their practices?
Well, I think so. Look, if people haven't seen the documentary Utopia, there is a lot of ignorance, a lot of racism and a lot of attacks on Aboriginal people that came from the government departments. And, you know, they had to remove the Racial Discrimination Act to do what they'd done with basically racists against Aboriginal people. And, you know, educating those that work in the industry of looking after Aboriginal people when they don't know what they're looking after, this is why we're doing this, to basically educate the uneducated.
We last year saw the government turn down the Uluru Statement from the Heart. What was your response to that?
Well, I was at Uluru and I was involved as one of the major players in that, and I totally endorse the statement that came out that we want a Makarrata or a treaty, whatever you want to call it, and it's well overdue. Australia is the only British colony that has not implemented a treaty with its Indigenous peoples. You know, Australia needs to do it now, and it will happen. It'll eventually happen.
South Australia have been working towards at least a state-based treaty over the last few years, but the current government has asked to put a pause on it. What's that about?
The current government at this present moment is not interested in treaty, and he's more interested in what services should be provided and how it should be provided. Again, we've got to educate this new government, because for the last 16 years they weren't involved in policy development. So the pause is a lot better for me than basically saying we're getting rid of it. There's something there that we can work on, and I think sitting down with Premier Marshall and talking about the real issues is what we need to do.
Again, the priority needs to be giving Aboriginal people a seat at the table to have that conversation. Is that a fair assessment?
I was in Sydney attending a conference where a Maori politician said to all of us, said, if you're not at the table, you're the menu. And that's what we've been for a long time, the menu. And we need to change that and change the dialogue. And people like myself are not always approached by government to talk to, because I do have an Aboriginal opinion, which I won't sway from.
But that's part of the landscape, isn't it? Shouldn't all voices, particularly those of our first people, be valid and respected and invited?
That's right. You know, I've got a good 40 years of experience working in law and justice, you know, Aboriginal representation, advocacy, marching in the streets, actually knowing what the inside of a prison looks like through my work as the National Chairperson for the Royal Commission into Aboriginal Deaths in Custody and travelling Australia. And I think they're wasting a lot of their energy talking on many bureaucrats, both Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal, that are very comfortable in their positions.
What recently can you sum up as the best wins that you've had?
People are starting to listen to what many of people like myself are saying, having a different opinion. I think if you look at Victoria, when they have a rally in relation to Australia Day, they basically shut down the streets of Victoria. And that's a massive turnaround from a few years ago. Our rally in South Australia is not that big, but some of the people that were standing on the sidelines actually joined us, and they started to understand what we're there about and what we're marching for. And that's basically, you know, a better place in Australia.
Noarunga Elder Torto Sansbury ending that report.